He can sign his name and stuff. And Bucknell, he can get by. I mean, he reads books, but I listened to him read one day, and I think he skips the words he can't pronounce, and then some of the words he assumes are, you know, and but athletic. I swear to God, if he came up to AC, he, you know, he they would give him a scholarship because he plays that good. I mean, he could, you know, he just if he went out and showed them how good he could play, right away they'd love him. They would want him to play. He would be a starter. I mean, he would be that good. He's boxed, you know, and he's good at that. Strong. I'd say he's about as strong as any two big strong men or maybe three regular men. He's that strong. You know, he's just physically strong. He's he could play just about any kind of sport good. Now, I mean, not just, I shouldn't say good. I mean, excellent. If he went out for it, he'd do good at it. I mean, he would be first string, and he'd be a standout at what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I'll talk to him about talking to you, but he's that kind of person. He'd be athletic-wise, you know, you just couldn't beat him. He'd beat you out. If you were a starter, he'd probably beat you out. And if he went out for the same thing, he'd probably beat you out for your spot.
Yeah.
That's how good he is. But, you know, he's just not much for the, I think he quit in the 10th or 11th, or 10th, I think. Carl, I think, quit in the 9th. But that's the kind of person he is. Well, you know, and then, that's how, what, Pee-wee, you know? But no, that was kind of, then, you know, most of it was just labor-type work.
I know what I wanted to ask you. Did you get to go to the, when you were a kid, did your family go down to the ocean very much?
No.
They go down to the beach?
No. Daddy's kind of, he liked to tinker with his cars. He wasn't tinkering with his cars. He was beating my butt. He beat me all the time. But he was kind of, he just didn't have time, you know. He wouldn't make time, and that kind of stuff. And he's kind of, you didn't bring your friends home, because between the hollering and the cussing and the screaming, you just assumed they didn't come around, that kind of stuff. And he's a hell boy. And all, but he never took us, like, if we went to the beach, we either hitchhike, come up with a lie as to where we was going to spend the night somewhere, and we'd go down there or something, you know, that kind of stuff.
You mentioned that there weren't, were there any blacks in high school when you went there?
No.
None at all?
None. If we did, we would have had a lot. But the kind of people that I went to school with, even senior, you know, my senior year, there would have been fights. Somebody would have got hurt. They really would have. They'd been the kind of people that took guns to school and all. Like, I think they started blacks a year or two after I got out. Like, the only black I ever knew or talked to, you know, was Dave. Down at Bomb Hill, him and his wife Mae, you know, and but they live way up in the woods, you know. And he always grew a great garden. He sneak down and steal his watermelon, you know, and yeah, he knew he steal his watermelon. He go out there shaking his stick, hollering at him. But there's nothing to do. He couldn't catch it at 12 foot, you know, and came we run with his watermelon. And but he was a real nice man, you know, real nice. But and then when I went to service, that's when I had something to do with them. And to tell you the truth, I thought they all looked alike. I swear, to me, you know, I could not tell the difference. It took me about a year to get used to where I could tell the difference between one black and another. That's true.
How long were you in the service?
4 years.
4 years? In the Army?
No.
Where were you in?
Marine Corps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You're a Marine, huh?
Yeah, I stayed over in Vietnam about a year and a half.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, I'll never go back there.
Really?
Yeah. All them old mortars and rockets coming in.
Were you in combat over there?
A little bit. They don't care.